So we hear another gospel story, gospel reading today in which Jesus performed yet another miracle, which can often take us into the typical modern response of how could it possibly have happened? Is it literally true? How come there aren't miracles today and so forth? And I would like to suggest that it is helpful for us modern folks to hear these stories in perspective. What we heard about today was not resurrection. It was resuscitation, the old body being brought back to life. It's also important to remember that Jesus did not heal and raise to life every dead person he came across. He did it for a few, and then only for a specific purpose, like today's story where we are told he is moved with compassion and to make a point about who he is. Yet in our all about me, what have you done for me lately world, it is common to ask, wait a minute, where's mine? Where's my miracle? Where's my healing? Well, the answer is we've already gotten it. We have already been raised back to life. We have already been given our lives back again. See, we might feel dead inside when we are overwhelmed by feelings of hopelessness or despair. When our hearts are broken, those times we feel like we've been betrayed, when somebody we love straddles that line between life and death, there's times when we start to feel dead inside, when we realize that we've sold our souls for more things and given our lives away just to make more money. But of course, you don't need me. You do not need me to tell you what it's like to feel dead inside. We all face it from one time or another. And when we do, a common response is to pretend everything is fine. We pretend everything is fine to hide the pain, to cover up the stink of the feeling of death inside of us, as if we are the only ones who've ever had our hearts broken. We get all ashamed of our pain as if it's some kind of weakness, as if others might move in for the kill when they see our vulnerability. So we hide it, we protect it, we defend it, with the end result is we keep it for ourselves, we hang on to it even though we hate it, letting the feeling of death inside of us grow and the stink getting even worse. That's why Jesus came to raise us from the dead. Not simply bringing the old body back to life again, but setting us free and making us new. Jesus is ready to recreate us when we are ready. When we are ready to let go of the feeling of death inside of us. When we are tired of the pain. When we just can't hold it anymore. When we ache and cry and long to finally at long last get our lives back again. Yet in a world full of the living dead, where we are told that we should be zombies like everybody else that sell our souls for more stuff, Jesus brings us real life. And he challenges us with main questions like, how do you profit if you get everything in the world, but it costs you your life? In a world of callousness, anger, and indifference, where most recently tongues of hate against anybody different than us have been loosed once again, Jesus teaches us to forgive the way we have been forgiven, to love the way he loves us, and to remember that we should not throw the first stone unless we have not sinned. We have been given our lives back already. We have been raised to new life already. Jesus comes to us with a promise of forgiveness, not legalism and fear. We have been saved already, so we don't need to ask, where's mine? Where's my miracle? We already have it. And it started here with a promise. Where God chooses us, we don't choose God. Because left to ourselves, we'll make the wrong choice. We'll choose the wrong God. God chooses us with a promise. You belong to me always and forever, and nothing's going to change that. Yeah, we have been saved. We have been saved from a pointless existence. We have been saved from being consumers who are consumed by our own greed. We have been saved from sin and all the ways that we choose death, thinking that it's life. We have been saved from ourselves. We have been saved. And remember, we are not saved for a rainy day. We have been saved for a purpose. We have been saved to spend ourselves on what matters. Now, we need to be careful with this because the world we live in tells us the only thing that matters is us, me, I, right? The world tells us what matters most is the balance of what you have. The world even has its own trinity, me, myself, and I. And if we come at faith from that perspective of the world, then it's easy to see why we'd ask, what's in it for me? Following Jesus is not about what we're going to get. We already have it all. Following Jesus now is about what we're going to give, how we are going to share, how we are going to show mercy, how we will embody grace, who we will love, who we will help, who we will rescue from the darkness of the world, who we will walk with to bring back to life. And there is no shortage of people who are aching and longing and begging to get their lives back. Jesus leads us on the path of sacrifice and compassion and mercy. Faith, oh yes. Trusting in God, absolutely. But we don't stop there. That's where we begin. We are also called to live our faith. Our story today, when Jesus raises man to life, it is not only about Jesus raising the man to life. And in fact, while it might sound odd to our ears, the young man who Jesus raised to life is not the subject of the story. The subject of the story is his mom, the widow. Because being a widow in those times was awful. In those times, women could not work, they could not own property, and if there was not an adult male in their lives, their choices were they could beg or they could die. That was it. Everybody knew it. In fact, every time I hear this story, I'm perplexed, not perplexed, just get a kick out of all the people in town who walked out of town with her in this procession behind her son's body going off to bury him. They're all weeping and crying too because they know what lies ahead for her. That it's going to be a life of misery and begging and want and probably starving to death. And they're all sad for her. Doesn't occur to them to do something about it. One of their own. But because that's the way it was, that's why the Old Testament is full of laws and commands about caring for the widows and the orphans. Powerless people who would die without the kindness and mercy of others. But of course, people, you know, those with means would conveniently forget. So in our story today, we're told Jesus had compassion on her. He understood. Jesus raised the son. And when he did, he gave the son his life back, and the woman got her life back too. Jesus raises us from the dead if we are willing to let go of the marks of death in us. If we are tired of feeling stuck, trapped and dead inside. Jesus comes to us with mercy and a promise to save us from sin, to save us from death, to save us from ourselves, to save us from a mere existence, to save us from the ways we make a mess of things. We are saved for a purpose. To follow Jesus as redeemed and resurrected and live people. And then Jesus sends us to bring life to others. And it's not going to make the paper. Well, sometimes it does. This year, Serenity Inn, where a number of folks here bring meals a couple times a month, Serenity Inn, halfway house for men in recovery, there were two graduates this year. Two graduates from Serenity Inn who, after their residency there, have figured out, have learned with their support, how to live life clean and sober. And you and people who care for them furnished their apartments and got them ready to roll, and they got their lives back again. Think of that. Think of who else that touches, not just those individual men. We continue to hear about people who come to Bread of Healing Ministry across desperate, frantic, getting their lives back, being loved and brought back to life. Our synod, through the leadership of Hefetha Lutheran and Cross Lutheran, is starting a congregation at the Cheney Prison, a church for inmates that they have requested with their own pastor in the walls at Cheney Center in Milwaukee. And here in this place, people come to participate in recovery with AA and get their lives back. And people come to find a community of faith here. And you care for each other and love one another in ways that don't end. And that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like when healing happens. Following Jesus means joining him in raising the dead to life and in bringing mercy and not settling for the shallow, selfish ways of the world. When Jesus raised that one man, he saved the mother's life too. When you help bring someone back to life with your love, with your mercy, with your generosity, who else do you suppose you touch? Just watch.